Kim, Major League Soccer kicks off its 21st season on Sunday when all 20 clubs will be in action. This evening on the Sunny Side of Sports, we profile one of the league's veteran African players, Ghanaian midfielder Patrick Nyako of DC United, the MLS club based here in Washington. The 30-year-old Nyako was born in Kumasi, Ghana, a sports-loving area that's home to one of Africa's most popular football clubs, Asante Kotoko. Patrick played for another team in the Kumasi area, Kasiman FC. He says growing up, he was a good student and thought he would go to college in Ghana and perhaps study engineering. But things changed for Nyako when the former men's soccer coach at Virginia Tech University here in the United States, Oliver Weiss, went on a recruiting trip to Ghana. He saw Patrick's skills and offered him the chance to play in the USA. In an interview with the Voice of America, Nyako said his three seasons at Virginia Tech were a springboard to Major League Soccer.
After high school in Ghana, you got to wait out a year because of the grading system and everything to enter college. And during that year I was waiting, I got an opportunity out of nowhere to go to Virginia Tech college. And then, it took a little bit of a process to get there. But once I was there, I had a good career at Virginia Tech, and I was told I could make the jump into to playing professional soccer, which I had not thought about growing up. I liked soccer, I liked to play it, but never thought I would make it, professionally. So I eventually, left after my third year in college and got drafted to Chicago. My first few years in Chicago was great. We had a great team and everything. And then, we kind of hit a bad patch there. But like I said, after a while in one place, you tend to go through the motions, and I needed a change to refocus myself, and ended up in D.C. this year.
D.C. United acquired Patrick Nyako in January this year in a trade with the Chicago Fire. During his eight seasons with Chicago, Patrick made 196 appearances and scored 19 goals. He says he hopes D.C. United will contend for the MLS Cup in 2016. It's a trophy the Washington club has won four times, with its last league title in 2004. Overall, Nyako says the quality of play in Major League Soccer is improving, and it's attracting more attention in his home country of Ghana.
It's gaining ground. I remember when I was growing up, it wasn't viewed as it is viewed now. It's American soccer was always, at the bottom, and no one, thought highly of it. But it's easy now with the exodus of a lot of African players, and obviously some top talented European players coming here. It's really caught the imagination of the other people down there, and they follow it a little bit more. When I hurt my knee, I went back home, and I thought no one knew, because I kind of like to keep my business private and stuff like that. And you got a whole bunch of people asking you how your knee is doing. So they're following a little bit more now, and especially with more and more Ghanaians coming into the league, it's very popular down there.
Patrick Nyako and DC United will officially kick off their season Sunday night when they play the host Los Angeles Galaxy in Southern California. While DC United has won four MLS Cups, the Galaxy has five, making Los Angeles the most successful MLS club. DC United and the Los Angeles Galaxy will both be trying to dethrone the Portland Timbers, which won its first MLS League title in 2015. The Timbers also feature a Ghanaian player, goalkeeper Adam Larson Kwarase, as well as Nigerian striker Fenendo Addy. The 25-year-old Addy is from Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital, and he's coming off a very productive 2015 season for Portland, during which he scored 15 goals.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively sunny man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brilafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Mark Ouma joins us now on the Voice of America with a package of sports news. And Mark begins with Ethiopia being the biggest African mover in the latest FIFA World Football Rankings.
Ethiopia is Africa's most improved men's national football team, while Sao Tome and Principe has slipped by the widest margin in the world, according to the latest FIFA rankings released in Zurich, Switzerland on Thursday. Ranked 31st, Cape Verde Islands is Africa's highest placed team. African champions Ivory Coast are 36th, Algeria 37th, Ghana 41st, Tunisia 47th, Senegal 48th, and Egypt 53rd. The Democratic Republic of Congo is 58th, Republic of Congo 59th, and Cameroon 61st. In women's football, Tanzania hosts Zimbabwe at the start of the 2016 Africa Women's Cup of Nations qualifiers in Dar es Salaam today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Mali welcome Morocco to Bamako. Senegal engage Guinea in Dakar. Burkina Faso face Tunisia in Ouagadougou. And Botswana are at home to Mauritius in Lobatse. On Sunday, Libya host Egypt in Sousse, Tunisia. Algeria tackle Ethiopia in Algiers. And Zambia engage Namibia in Lusaka. In rugby news, Kenya face Russia as South Africa tackle Canada in their opening preliminary matches at the IRB 7 Series in Las Vegas, Nevada State in the United States of America today, Friday. Kenya will also play Portugal and New Zealand in other Group A preliminaries, while South Africa will encounter Wales and the United States of America in Group D fixtures. At the start of this fifth leg in the nine-leg series, South Africa are second in the overall standings with 69 points. Kenya is eighth with 42 points, while Zimbabwe is 17th with 1 point. In Olympic news, a team composed of refugees from across the world will compete under the Olympic flag at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics in Brazil, the International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach confirmed in Lausanne, Switzerland. The team will be selected and assisted with training and preparations by the IOC and will also be housed in the Olympic Village like all the other national teams. The Olympic flag will be raised and the Olympic anthem played in the event any of the athletes in this team of refugees wins a medal. This unprecedented initiative is about the Olympic movement showing solidarity with the worldwide refugee crisis. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited.
Because this is Africa. Samina mina, waka waka, Samina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Sports? Hear about it first, right here on the sunny side of sports.
Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Good to be with you.
Andrew, what's trending in the sports world on this Friday?
Well, about 16 or 17 years after she first became globally famous for her penalty kick that won the U.S. women's team the World Cup in 1999, Brandi Chastain is back in the news. Because she's announced she's donating her brain to science after she passes away, hopefully not anytime soon, but down the road, she's going to donate her brain to science to study chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is CTE. It's the concussion syndrome that happens when you have concussive head injuries over time that can cause things like memory loss, can cause
dizziness,
and eventually claim lives. A lot of U.S. football players, not soccer, but football players have passed away because of this. They're studying that very closely in the National Football League here in the U.S. But it's been focused primarily on men. So this is a big step for women. It's not just for professional sports women, but for collegiate sports women as well. Field hockey, soccer, other sports like that, women's hockey, those kind of things. So this is a big step forward. A lot of praise for her on social media about that.
Does Chastain feel girls and women are more susceptible to concussions on the soccer pitch?
I think it's something that they haven't really taken a look at yet. So I think that more than whether or not they're susceptible, I think for sure they are. They can face concussions, but this is a step forward to kind of determine that and to see how it compares to men and study the fact that women do have this syndrome as well.
I was looking at some of the newspapers in the USA today, and the Chastain story was picked up by two of the major papers, the New York Times and the Washington Post. And in the New York Times article, Chastain apparently told her son about donating her brain to science. And he's quoted as saying, "That's weird, Mom. Why would you do that?" And I should say Chastain is in good health.
She
right
is,
now.
Yes. And but the opposite reaction on social media, a lot of people saying this is a wonderful thing that she's doing. I think that any time someone makes the decision to donate their brain to science after they pass away, I think is a courageous decision. And that's certainly what social media is saying, especially because it's going to hopefully lead to cures or treatments for other people.
And there's some talk, Andrew, that the concussions among women in football could be linked to headers. The fact that maybe their neck and upper body musculature is not as developed as a male player.
Yeah, that's absolutely one of the things they're considering, one of the many questions that they have. And so this is hopefully going to answer some of those questions. But again, social media almost universally saying what a wonderful move, what a great thing that she's doing to try to advance the health of women's sports players.
Andrew, our Voice of America listeners can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, you just heard in that report a short time ago about the refugee Olympic team. There's going to be a team for political reasons or other reasons can't compete on behalf of their home country, so they're going to compete as a refugee team. And this has captured social media attention as well. Similar to the Brandi Chastain story, people saying this is a great move, very courageous on behalf of these athletes to compete even in the face of these political turmoils. And a courageous move on the behalf of the Olympics to say, even though you face problems, political problems at home, and you've had to flee your country, that doesn't mean you're not an athlete, doesn't mean you can't compete and go on the world stage to try your best and try to win the gold.
Good move by the IOC, especially, as you mentioned, Andrew, in light of these refugee crises throughout the world.
Exactly. And it's one of the things that social media highlights, and one thing that we often forget, is that these are people. I know that they're called refugees and they're fleeing, but they're still people, and they're still athletes. They're still people who have amazing talents. And so this is a great way to highlight that. And I'm hoping the team, and a lot of people on social media are as well, can rack up some medals. It would be a great achievement for them.
We had a story recently on the Sunny Side of Sports about a special training camp being set up in Kenya, especially for refugees, to possibly compete at the Rio Olympics in August.
Yeah, and social media plays a huge role in that, not only publicizing these cases, but then letting people know as well that there are these kind of things. So if there are people out there who are fleeing and they are athletes, they can find out about these things and compete in them and train and hopefully make it all the way to the Olympics.
Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Thanks for joining us again, Andrew.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yehias Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Sonny, and listen to the